Is it just you?
Well, LJ, he's a bit occupied right now with the distribution of the food stamps. So it'll just be me today. But
okay, well,
yeah,
welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you so much for allowing us to be on your program this morning.
So if somebody missed, because you and I have talked a couple of times, your podcast that we promoted, it's called Tattoo Fatasi. Can you kind of walk us through what the podcast content is about and why people should subscribe?
Well, the Actors Ones Tattoo Fatasi podcast is just to give our listeners the experiences and just the information that other guests that we invite to our show, so they can hear the stories and understand, just the things that we're going through right now, especially because we're at the end of the ripple effect. Sometimes we'll have stateside interviews, and they'll give us a preview of things that are to happen soon here. And, we may be going through here. So it gives us kind of like a heads up, and also gives us the chance to kind of know that there's other people that are going through the same thing that we're going through here in Samoa.
And when you say that, this is just kind of learning to live with COVID. That's the main narrative of the podcast?
Exactly. And, just to help them understand and steer their way through these uncertain times, we've got informative guests that come in. As a matter of fact, we just interviewed Ms. Chelsea Nichols and a gentleman by the name of Mila Tapolu, who's with Te Alofani o Samoa in Hawaii. And they were giving us information on the testing and how these at-home testing, and they're just out there recruiting, people ordering your testing, your COVID-19 testing. And that way, we have a better understanding. If you have it, you report to DOH, or in our case, DOH and LBJ, so that we can have a better tracing system.
I see. That's a really interesting dynamic that you're putting out there about learning to live with COVID, because that's a new dynamic that we are going through right now. Like, we kind of heard about it. I mean, we heard about it for 2 years, and now it's here. And I don't know how you are, Sheila, but like when I go out, I'm like, man, am I going to get it? Is today the day I'm going to get it?
Exactly. And I just heard you. I heard your conversation this morning with Sia. Am I going to do it every week, or is it something? And some of our guests, they'll give us like a firsthand, their experiences on the testing. But again, back to the purpose of our podcast, to share this information, to share our experiences and our stories. They're not just stories, bedtime stories, but they're actual experience stories about COVID-19 and the times and the uncertainties and how they've been able to cope and the mechanisms that they've been able to utilize to cope with these times.
Yeah, to be honest, you're watching the news and slowly COVID is kind of becoming an afterthought. A lot of states have opened up, if you will. I know Hawaii is doing away with their safe travels program towards the end of this month. And just kind of wide open for business. And you got to wonder, what do we got to do to get to that stage?
Exactly. And, I don't want to put too much of my personal perspective, so I'll stick with the podcast. But, that's what we try to bring to our listeners, just what's becoming the new norm and what we're just expecting in American Samoa.
That's right. So do you have anything coming up specifically for the Tattoo Fatasi podcast?
Well, we do. In trying to be, in trying to be an interactive type of podcast, because we don't want to broadcast podcasts that's non-relevant to us, we're reaching out to people to participate in a live audience type of show that we are piloting right now. And it gives our listeners a chance to be part of the audience and, maybe even ask questions. And I just want to let you know, John, that we do have really important guests lined up for these audience participation.
Okay. Well, so if some are you looking for guests or are you looking for audience participants or both?
What we're looking for, well, for both. I mean, if you want to refer a guest, that's fine. But currently, right now, we're actually recruiting for audience members, and you know, it's pretty easy to register to be an audience member. You would just go onto our Facebook page, which is Act as One, and either our Facebook page or our Instagram page, and then you sign up, and we just line you up. To either be to be audience.
And, you know, I'm actually getting people that are inquiring right now as we're talking live here. So how does one access the podcast? Because that's the cool thing about podcasts is it's kind of archived, so I can go back and listen to the I Feely show, you know, when he was a guest. If somebody wants to listen to it on a streaming platform, how do they go about finding you?
Well, I believe you would just go into our Act as One Facebook page and, you know, just scroll back to previous releases, because we are scheduled to release a new podcast every other week. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure you can go into the Facebook page and just scroll back.
Okay.
And, yeah, just select on whichever podcast interests you.
All right. Or the Spotify app. I know that you're on there, too. So you can find them via Spotify and, yeah, just look for it on, you know, however you get your podcasts. There's a ton of different ways to listen to podcasts. You got Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Chromecasts, but it looks like Spotify is the other platform that you use. So we will, just find the Spotify app. It's totally free of charge for folks that are tuned in right now that might not have Facebook or Instagram. That works on smartphones. Siumu also says that there is a link on your Facebook and Instagram to sign up. Siuma's writing me right now, Sheila.
Good.
Yeah, that allows people to sign up and do the audience participation. So that sounds exciting, you know, because usually, I'm just saying this because we do the morning show, we don't really have audience. It's me and Sia, you know? But to actually have an in-studio audience, that adds a whole different dimension to it, so.
Exactly, and it allows our listeners to participate in. Like I said, to make it relevant to what our listeners are going through right now. So, exactly.
All right.
And, John, I also wanted to take the time, if it's okay with you, we will also be having or introducing our new co-host, who is no stranger to radio and TV, Mr. LJ Solo, and he will be joining us as co-host on our Access One Stupa Chasi podcast.
All right. Well, hey, we have worked with LJ for many years, and he is definitely a talented guy as far as doing interviews and just island know-how. So that's awesome to hear that he's part of your team. He's a good dude.
Oh,
yeah.
We're excited to, you know, the things that we, just the projects that we're putting out in the near future.
Okay. So your Facebook and Instagram page, if somebody wants to find you and maybe is a link there, what should they plug into the search engine?
I believe it would just be Act as One.
Okay.
And it should take you to our website. But if not, there's the Tutu Fatasi podcast.
All right. So Act as One or Tutu Fatasi, T-U-T-U, and then Fatasi, F-A-A-T-A-S-I.
That is correct, John.
All right. Sheila, it's always great talking to you. You have such an amazing voice, by the way.
Thank you, John.
And we look forward to hearing your next episode. Thank you so much for coming on the show with us today.
Thank you for this opportunity, John.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bless you.
So it's a Tutu Fatasi podcast there. And again, the way to participate as an audience member, which is something that would be kind of cool, right, to talk about local things here. Because most podcasts, you know, if you do listen to lots of podcasts, they're cool. But, you know, you don't really get the local element. And that's what's so cool about Tutu Fatasi is it talks about things that we're dealing with right now, especially just learning to live with code red and COVID. So some very topical discussions that are happening there. And again, audience participation, go on Instagram or Facebook. 93 KHJ. And we'll be back after these messages.